Mr. Hopkins, thank you very much for your presentation. That was quite interesting. We are very supportive of the work that the temporary working group is conducting, and it seems to us timely and relevant, and it's also particularly valuable that you share it in this forum, because as you just noted, toxins are covered by the Chemical Weapons Convention, but they're also covered by the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. So there's a clear area of overlap there. In fact, the overlap goes a bit further because the interpretive statements that have been adopted over the years by the review conferences have made clear that the BWC also captures synthetic analogs of toxins, regardless of the method of production. So there are a whole series of chemical compounds that may not be natural in origin but have similar modes of action that would be a violation of the Biological Weapons Convention as well as the Chemical Weapons Convention. We at least see this overlap as a good thing, not a bad one, and it certainly ensures that there are no gaps, but it also means that it's very important that we remain up to date on developments in The Hague. Thank you.